of the free.
Welcome to the Voice of Freedom, your national beacon of liberty. Now, here's your Voice of Freedom, Brent Johnson.
What I want to talk about here is bank fraud and why bank fraud is fraud. Let's start off with the legal definition of the word fraud. An intentional perversion of truth for the purpose of inducing another in reliance upon it to part with some valuable thing belonging to him or to surrender a legal right. That is fraud. Note the word intentional. It must be intentional. An intentional perversion of the truth. I want to specifically talk about the relationship between the debtor and the creditor in bank loans, credit card accounts, mortgages, and those types of relationships. Debt. Very simple. A sum of money due by certain and express agreement. A specified sum of money owing to one person from another, including not only obligation of debtor to pay, but right of creditor to receive and enforce payment. A sum of money due by certain and express agreement. And then if we look at debtor, one who owes a debt to another, who is called the creditor. That's very clear. So far, all of this probably makes a lot of sense. We just have two more that we're going to do definitions on, and then we're going to talk. Credit. The ability of a business or person to borrow money or obtain goods on time in consequence of the favorable opinion held by the particular lender as to solvency and past history of reliability. The ability of a business or person to borrow money. And then finally, creditor. A person to whom a debt is owing by another person who is the debtor. Now, let's talk turkey. Banks have the exclusive authority to loan money to people and thereby extend credit. However, banks are specifically and by law prohibited from loaning credit. They can only loan money. And you will notice a debt is owing money. It didn't say credit. It said owing money. A debtor is one who owes money. Credit is the borrowing of money. This is very important for you to understand. In general principles of accounting, when an account is credited, another account is debited. It's really simple. When you obtain a bank loan of any kind, it could be a mortgage, it could be just a straight, I want to borrow money to build a new wing on my house or buy a car or whatever else. Or it could be a credit card. It really makes no difference because it's the same basic process. You fill out an application requesting the credit and goes to the bank. The bank looks at the application, does whatever the bank does, and if they decide to open up the credit account or issue the loan, they initiate a process called birthing. Birthing is something that is exclusively in the province of banks. Only banks can do it. If anybody else does it, it's racketeering. With banks, it's called birthing. And what they do is they take the application for the credit card or the loan or whatever, and they attach something to it called an allonge. And what that does is that monetizes the application for whatever the amount of the loan or the credit account is. Let's say we're going to make a $10,000 credit account, so they monetize it for $10,000. And it's the actual application is what gets monetized. Only banks can do this. If you try to do this, you go to jail for racketeering. So they monetize the application for $10,000, at which time they have to put the $10,000 someplace. So they open up something called a transaction account. This is equally true if you got a loan from the bank. It's just they open up the transaction account before they cut you the check. That's all. But it's the same basic process. Mortgages, all of it's the same. They open up a transaction account. Having opened the account, it's just an account. It has nothing in it. So now they credit the account in the amount of the monetized application, in this case, $10,000. They credit the transaction account $10,000. And they send you a letter that says, congratulations, here's your card. You have a $10,000 credit line. And you go over it and you buy something for $500 and you swipe your card. And the merchant's account is credited with $500. and your transaction account is debited $500. And life goes on. So where is the fraud? It sounds perfectly reasonable. Everything sounds fine, except there is a piece that is missing here. If you were to ask the bank where the $10,000 came from, what do you think they would say? I want to remind you, the bank can loan money, but it cannot loan credit. It has to loan money. So, the money, the $10,000 that's in the transaction account, it was credited to that account. Under general accounting principles, it must be debited from someplace else. From where was it debited? Now, I'm going to tell you the answer to this question because you probably don't know unless you've been listening to this show for a while. The answer is, it hasn't been. There is no account in the bank that has been debited in order to create this transaction account. The bank can loan money, but it may not loan its depositors money. No, it's not allowed to. That's the law. And so no account within the entire bank has been debited for your $10,000. In other words, the bank has risked none of its assets to provide you with this $10,000 credit account. None. Now, let's go back to our definitions. Remember what a debt is. A debt is a sum of money due by certain and express agreement. A debtor is one who owes a debt, meaning who owes a sum of money to another. Now, the merchant's been paid. He got his $500. So you don't owe anything to the merchant, and you got your product. When the bank sends you a statement, the implication by that statement is you have to send the bank $500. You got your product, the merchant got his money, now you have to send it to the bank. The implication is the bank loaned you that $500, but it didn't because it did not debit any account. Since the bank did not debit any account, it cannot legitimately call itself a creditor, a person to whom a debt is owing. Since the bank did not loan any of its money, there can be no creditor-debtor relationship. The fraud is in the fact that the bank never disclosed the fact that it was not loaning any of its own money at the time that you signed that application. The bank never disclosed that fact, which means the bank withheld vital information in order to induce you to part with something of value, and that is your money, by sending it to the bank. The reality is you have actually paid for this product twice. You paid the merchant $500 and you paid the bank $500. Now, wait a moment. Somebody's out there saying, now hold on a second, that's not true. Because the $500 was paid to the merchant and then I sent the money over to the bank. But the bank didn't pay the merchant. The bank didn't loan the money to the merchant. Why are you paying the bank? Why are you sending money to the financial institution? Well, they sent me a bill. Oh, is it that easy? If I send you a bill for $1,000, will you send me $1,000? If it's that easy, I'll do it. I'll be happy to. I could use the money. You see, just because I send you a bill doesn't mean you owe me the money. You can demand that I validate that debt, that I show where it is that you agreed to become a debtor to me as a creditor. And if they come back with the application based upon the account information, that application is void on the grounds that there was non-disclosure. So to whom do you owe the money? Who is the creditor of this transaction account? If the bank is not the creditor, somebody has to be the creditor. Who is it who is owed the debt by the debtor? Who would that be? It's very tough for people to understand this. They think there's something unethical about it, but there isn't. The answer is you. You are the debtor, and you are the creditor. Just as if you opened up a savings account in a bank where you could demand the money from that account, it's the exact same thing. You put the money in the account, you can take it out. The bank monetized your application, but it is your application. It is you pledging to pay. It is you pledging to act appropriately with respect to the credit account. And it is your pledge that is the security for the account. You are the security. You are the creditor. The $500 was created out of thin air by the bank, along with the other $9,500. That is an illegal thing. The bank is the illegal actor here. There is no obligation for somebody to pay someone when that somebody is not a debtor and the other is not a creditor. And it makes no difference what the circumstances are. Truth be told, we're not supposed to have a credit economy. It's destroying the economy. But this is one way that you can extricate yourself from it. You can dispute any credit account, and there is nothing the bank can do. If you want to know more about this particular procedure, it's a procedure that we're now doing at Freedom Bound. And if you want to know more, you can give a call to Freedom Bound. We'll be happy to send you information about it. Basically, I would become your advocate in this respect. And the object would be to dispute and eliminate your credit accounts or your other related financial accounts. And it doesn't hurt your credit report either. People think it's going to ruin my credit report. Not so. Because at the same time, what we will do is clean up any negative line items in your credit report. There's something called the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, and there's something called the Fair Debt Reporting Act. And respectively, your financial institution and your credit reporting agencies are obligated to follow the provisions of those two acts. And the Federal Trade Commission is the government agency that oversees it all. So if you want to know more about elimination of debt based upon bank fraud, you give us a call off the air at 888-385-3733. 888-385-FREE.
Thank you for listening to this edition of The Voice of Freedom. Opinions expressed are those of the host and do not necessarily reflect the views of Truth and Freedom Radio Networks, Freedom Broadcast Group Incorporated, or our sponsors. For more information about your freedoms and liberties, or to contact Brent, just log on to our website at www.freedomradio.us or call 1-888-385-3733. Join us next time for another lesson in liberty on The Voice of Freedom.
America, land of the free, right to life and liberty. Open your eyes and you will see.